Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday. That's from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And we are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. Soon to be on Deezer, whatever the hell that is. And we have a lot going on. I'm going to do some announcements. This is your hostess with the mostest, well, co-hostess with the mostest, Jenny, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and this wonderful bald black man over here. Is James Muse, a.k.a. JJ, a.k.a. the husband, right. Shadow Man, and the Muse. The Muse. Which one are you? Number two.
Number two. All right. What's up, baby?
What's up?
How you doing today?
Good, how are you? I don't know you. Do I know you? Why am I calling you the husband? I'm just kidding.
Maybe it's the acid you took.
I did take a lot of that. Did a lot of acid in the 90s. Yeah, the
90s. You have to think about it, though.
The 90s.
This morning.
What a good time. Damn, Tom's over here saying, I did that this morning, bitch. What you mean? Oh, no, it's okay. No. Oh, I thought you were saying you were doing it. Oh, yeah, okay. I know how you get down. I know how you get down there, Tom. Mr. Tom from many bands like, well, who we have today, which is Ring of Leaders.
Yay!
The amazing, awesome Ring of Leaders. But he's also with another awesome band called Grandpa's Nuts.
That's just a fun project.
I just love saying that name, Grandpa's Nuts.
That's what I thought too.
Has a double entendre.
Right.
Could mean you're crazy and it could mean your sack is falling to the ground.
Right. The album cover.
Anywho, imagine the album cover be real interesting.
It is.
Picture Grandpa ripping his hair out at the same time as his nuts are on the floor. Double meaning.
That's an idea.
Double meaning.
Yeah.
I'll try to draw it for you if I can. Thanks. But I'm not that great of an artist anymore. I do graphic artist. I do graphic art and like, you know, designing flyers and posters and other shit. But some people are way better than that at me. I'm like, holy crap! Like, how'd you design some of that shit? This is nuts. Some of these people are very gifted out there.
Right.
They really are.
Remember that, like, that tattoo artist we met?
He's right over there. Next to the subway.
Woo.
He's next to the subway. Over there on, you know, over by the, across from the Viper Room, but right before on that same side
right,
as the whiskey.
Next to the Subway sandwich shop.
He's right next to the Subway. They got that fucking tattoo shop right there. We were talking to one of the tattoo artists. He was showing us his work. Holy crap.
I said,
I could only imagine you cost a lot.
Right.
I can't afford you.
They do.
You have to. But him. But him.
Yeah. I was like, amazed.
How I want it, I have to get him.
It's worth it to pay a little more.
Because that dude,
if you're
going to
get something for life.
Yeah. There's some interesting inks now, too. You know, metal flake, you know, like glow in the dark where you don't see it at all and then you see it.
That's crazy.
It
really?
Shows up on your skin. Yeah.
I've seen that really 3D shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like that stuff that looks like it's popping up off your
skin.
That's
what he had. That's what he was doing.
It's nuts. Yeah. It's crazy. Let's see. So we've got some shows coming up. Some really awesome concerts. I want to let you all know about it. Go check them out. Support local bands, artists, and musicians in Southern California. All over the world, actually. But SoCal and L.A., because that's where we're based, Los Angeles. But, you know, support your local artists here in the Valley, all over SoCal, L.A. area, that kind of thing. There's a lot of bands out
there. Go and have a good time.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands out there. You know, most shows only cost like $5-$10. You know what I mean? Unless you're going to the really, really big bands, like the upper level stuff, like whiskey. Most of their shows are like $20 or something.
Right.
At least starting off by at like $20 to $25 or more, depending on who you're going to see. And the drinks are ridiculous. Make sure you drink in the car before you go inside. Exactly. I'm just kidding.
Catch an Uber home.
Anyway, again, catch an Uber. Always catch
or
an Uber.
Or Lyft.
Oh, wait, I just said to drink in the car on the before they go inside and then get an Uber. That just makes no sense.
Get the house and then take an Uber.
Drink in the Uber on the way to the show.
Right.
And then go home. There we go. All right, so this Monday, December 10th, we have Ring of Leaders playing at the world famous Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California. So we'll go check that out. So it's this Monday, December 10th. And what time you guys go on stage? Do you know your? Do you remember your show time?
11:30.
11:30. So you're the headliner. This is you're basically like the.
Yes, maybe by default.
Well, no, but you know what I'm saying. Like the last act is typically the headlining act. I mean,
I think there's someone after us. But, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know if it goes that way. But.
Okay. So you're one of the top. You're one of the later bands.
We're on at midnight, so we're
like 11:30 or something. Yeah. Close enough. Close fucking enough.
At midnight, so.
That's why I say close fucking enough.
Yeah.
Well, these guys were headlining one of our shows recently in November. November 15th, we had the 5-Star Bar. They put on a great show. We had a decent turnout. I'd like to be able to start marketing more, like advertising. That's one of the. That's why I'm trying to get a day job.
Well, yeah, we're all working on that.
Yeah.
We just finished tracking a lot of songs.
It takes a day job to pay for your dream, don't it?
Yeah, sure.
Especially in L.A. It's sad, but it does. It's the way it goes. This Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, December 11th, go see our buddies from Dirty Machine.
Yes.
New metal band Dirty Machine will blow your fucking doors off. They're going to be playing at the Viper Room in West Hollywood.
And the Viper is not closing.
The Viper's not fucking closing.
It's not closing. Despite that's what a rumor that's say. Going around. That's a rumor. It's not true. We heard it from the employees ourselves.
Yeah, the venue themselves told us to our faces. We're not
closing.
We're not closing down. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I said, that's what I heard too.
I said it's a big rumor going around and a lot of people are saying it. And I said, well, I'm one of those bitches. I'm a journalist for a reason. I am a, investigative journalist. I'm going to ask questions.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to know. So I asked them directly, you guys closing? I heard you guys are closing the end of December or some shit like that. And they were like, we're not closing. That's a rumor. So don't listen to that. We're going to be open for at least another 10 years. I was like, good. Because I was upset after the demolition of fucking the House of Blues.
I know.
On Sunset, man. Right. That was just like... Yeah. What is wrong with you people? You're taking down a piece of history.
That was a cool spot, too.
Yeah, man. I saw Joan Jett and the Blackhearts play. Yeah, Joan Jett was there. God,
great place to play. I played every room in there.
I've been to see several of my friends' bands play in different little rooms,
Viper is, too. Viper's a great place to play.
Viper's,
You're right there with everybody.
Right.
They're one of the cheaper of the expensive venues.
It's cool.
Like of the pay to play venues, they're one of the cheaper ones.
I like the vibe in there too, vibey.
I wouldn't mind paying if I could get some really big. I'd have to get some really big draw bands to be up in that bitch. Pay that.
For sure. Yeah.
And everything would have to be $20 a ticket. It'd be no way. Yeah, that's expensive. We'll go see Dirty Machine at the Viper on Tuesday the 11th. And then Friday, December 14th, go see my band that I manage that I never hear from. I'm just kidding. Satanic Johnny. Just kidding. I love these guys. These are the best, some of the best people on the planet.
Right.
Moses, Gonzalez, Hector. I can't pronounce your fucking last name for the life of me because too many L's in it. But it is a wonderful... I love you guys. I really do. You guys are all awesome. I love Jermaine, Art, a.k.a. Art As, on Facebook.
Oh, that's who that is?
Yes, that's Jermaine.
Oh, shit.
And then Ilya and Deanna. What's up? I'm very excited to come see you guys play at the Whiskey next Friday, the 14th. Satanic Johnny's been playing with Doyle. Go check it out. It's supposed to be a really great show. So that's at the Whiskey next Friday. December 15th. Go check out a week from Saturday, December 15th. Go to Warrior Dave's birthday bash.
Yes.
At the 5-Star Bar.
All right.
You even remotely are in the fucking Los Angeles area, Valley area, anywhere, like it's SoCal, if you don't know who Warrior Dave is,
and you in the
you
music
got
business?
Some fucking problems.
Right.
Because everybody knows Warrior Dave. Warrior Dave's on. It goes to everybody's concert.
Right.
This man is very supportive. He, I don't know. You would know him as awesome. He's this black dude with like dreads. Dreads? You said dreads, right? Right. He's got dreads, and he always has his face painted. Like usually based on the band that's on stage. He'll do it up based on the event, based on the bands. You know, he'll literally. One time I saw him have every name of every fucking band that was on the bill that night. Literally written on his fucking face in paint, like, and it was
crazy.
It
was,
dude, this man is
that'll be a party that
he
night.
Is the fucking. I can't imagine like anybody that does paints like on your skin better than him. He's right. Nuts. He's nuts. Yeah. He's really good at that shit. So come on out, support Warrior Dave. It's his birthday bash. Yeah. 5-star bar downtown LA on December 15th. That's
Hell
a Saturday.
Yeah.
This Friday, December 7th. Come to our show at the 5-star bar called Frosty Friday. We got some great bands that night. I got the Night Enders with Minnie Green. I've got the Whining Pussies.
You
saying
chuckle
that name.
Every time you
I'm
say
sorry,
their name.
It's fucking funny.
I saw
the Whining
the
Pussies. Dude,
yeah.
They're fucking good.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good.
They're good.
We've got Ninja Gandhi.
Huh, that's interesting.
22 Salute. We got our buddies from Southpaw coming back up from Orange County.
All right.
And we've got Black Pearl Light.
Nice.
So come on out. It's going to be a great show this Friday, December 7th at the 5-Star Bar.
Come support.
First band goes on
bands.
At 8 p.m. and last band goes till like 1 a.m. So come on out. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Tickets are only $10 for singles and $15 for couples.
Come have a good time.
It's a cheap way to support the local music scene in SoCal. All right, but now we want to get on to bigger and better things, and that's to talk to our guests. We are here with Ring of Leaders.
Yes!
Local really Los good. Angeles band.
Mm-hmm.
They are awesome. We have Serafino. Actually, go around and introduce yourselves so we know who you are and what instrument or what you do in the band, and name the missing dude.
Okay, yeah, I'm Serafino.
Get right up there on that mic. Don't be shy. That's what it's there for.
All right. Yeah, I'm Serafino, and, you know, I do the initial lyrics to the songs. You know, I'm the song idea man. You know, I come in with the ideas and the initial lyrics and all that. And then we start working on it and working on a riff and everything for it and all that. And then, you know, we change things around, you know, as we work on it and see what's going to work better, lyrical and all that. And so,
I like that.
So I have a trick that I have a thing that I do when
He's
I write,
singer.
You know, and this might be important to other people out there listening that want to write songs that don't want to get writer's block, is I'll go in, and if I can't think of the lyric itself, what I'll do is I'll write down what I want to say and then figure out how to put that in a lyrical form later, but at least I don't lose the idea, you know. And then I'll come in and talk to Tom, you know, and we'll, you know, put it into the communal mind, and we'll, you know, come up with, you know, a riff and
I write a lot of songs.
Fits our style. Fits our.
So I kind of structure it
right
into a song from the idea that he, you know, the lyrical idea he comes to brings for the song.
Right.
I just structure it for him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
My name is Tom Harris, aka Shreddy the Yeti.
And what do you do?
I'm a guitar player, producer, engineer.
Yeah, and he's the music director.
Yeah,
for his band.
And Serafino's the lead singer.
Yeah, he's the singer. And then John's the drummer. Rocker John.
Rocker John. He just laughed. He's sitting back there fucking laughing his ass off.
I was rubbing his belly, calling him Buddha a minute ago.
Rocker John is the drummer.
Yeah. Rocker's been playing a long time.
Oh, and who is our... Just hit it. Fuck yes.
We've been playing together a long time.
Very good.
By the way, we were all smoking weed before the show.
Yeah.
And that's why we have red eyes. Anyway. And why we smell enough for you to be able to smell us through Smell-O-Vision on Facebook.
If y'all had
Wouldn't it be awesome if they had Smell-O-Vision?
Y'all be like, damn it.
You could like smell us reeking of weed here coming up off of us into the Facebook
Live. You could be in the room with us.
All right. Who's our missing member? Our bassist,
Alan. Yeah, he's our newest member. We just kind of had a little change of personnel
since the show you played for me at
no,
the
Alan,
Pfizer.
That's the first show.
The first show with you. Okay, all right, gotcha.
Yeah, but he's in this now.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's going well.
That's good.
He just couldn't be here. He's a
He works, you know. Yeah. Oh, geez, he works for the movies.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, when you meant the movies, you meant the movies.
Not at
a movie theater playing some
shit.
He's
not a ticket taker.
He's an audio guy on Cops.
Ticket taker.
He was an audio guy
on Cops.
Yeah,
dude.
That's what he was doing. That's what he was.
I don't like Cops, but that's I like you doing. For doing the music for that TV show.
Damn.
So we'll forgive you for that, Alan.
Yeah, he got chipped up for that.
No, he carried the mic around. So you chased him.
Yeah,
with the mic.
Hell yeah.
He's the boom dude. Yeah, he's the dude that chases him with the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad boys. Yeah. What you gonna do?
When they come,
and this poor dude, these cops are running. Some of them are really fat and winded. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god. That guy's getting away. Slow down. And then the sound guys behind him go, slow down.
And he's carrying one of these.
Poor Alan. Poor Alan. Yeah, their boots are a little bit.
We like our local PD. Please don't shoot us.
Don't shoot us on the way home.
Don't shoot us.
And you heard nothing about the weed. No. You heard nothing. All right, so we got some good songs we're going to be playing today.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Jam down.
We want to start playing some music?
Sure, let's do.
Yeah, we're gonna come back and we're going to talk about you guys and how you got started.
Awesome.
Like where you came from and
cool.
Where the name came from and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do dealer's choice here at the show. So we allow the guests to decide which songs they want to play and in what order. So what song would you like to play? Hey, let's go with whose favorite is who. Let's start with Serafino. Which song would you most likely for us to play?
Yeah, well, my favorite song, I think, is Vanishing Point. I think that's a fun song to do.
Yeah.
But John's favorite is Faces. So he wanted.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do Vanishing Point, and then we're going to do Faces. And then Tom gets to pick his favorite.
Okay.
How about that? All right.
I'll think about it because I like them all.
All right. Well,
I'll pick a favorite. They were all great when I was watching you on stage.
So just
I'm attached to all of them in a way. You know?
Well, all right. Well, you wrote a lot of it, I'm sure. Yeah. So you're attached, and he wrote it, and you structured it, and yeah. So we like that. All right. So this is Vanishing Point by Ring of Leaders on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Yeah. Well, they Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio,
and iHeart Radio.
Hey, this is rock star Sonia Harley, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Mwah!
What's up? This is Dirty Davo from Dirty Machine, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
This is Eric Jeffries.
This is Joe Drock.
From the Hard Way, you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio 1 and iHeart Radio. Rock on.
Rock on. Hey, this is Billy Stevens, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio.
Hey, this is Carlton from the band Orgy, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
This is Faces by Ringin' Leaders on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
We all wear faces. Public ones. But I like those hard faces. I like those dancing faces. I like the conversations with those smoking ladies. Dark, warm places. We all wear faces, but some have secret pasts. What's behind our faces? Well, some have dreams filled with schemes, but I like those party faces. I like those dancing places. I like the conversations.
To Facebook. I started a watch party, bitches. Why aren't you there yet? I'm doing Ring of Leaders on Facebook. We're doing a watch party. I'm like telling everybody go watch.
It's blustery outside, but it is really.
It's
hot
nice.
In here.
Yes, yeah. It's nice in here though. We like
it's
it.
Hot in here.
It's nice. one a quick shout out. Want to say for last week. Thank you to the band Reloaded for inviting us and letting us do media coverage for you last Friday at the Whiskey. And then also want to thank the pop rock band Soul Rising for having us come out to cover their show at the Viper Room. They are so amazing. Go check out Soul Rising, please. It was an incredible performance, as always. And we feel very honored that you guys, you know, would have us at all your shows. We really love you guys. Shout out to Michael McBay and all the girls and all the guys, you know, in the band. So thank you to all of you. That was a phenomenal show. Did we do any other shows? What else did we do? Oh, Saturday night. Thank you to all the bands that came out and performed at our show at the Universal Bar and Grill on December 1st. It was a lot of great bands that night. Thank you to all of you for coming out and playing, and for everybody that came out and supported. Thank you very much for coming to our show last Saturday. We appreciate you all very much. Support local business, support local bands, support all of it. Hell yeah. That was the awesome two songs that we just heard from Ring of Leaders. We heard Vanishing Point, and then we heard Faces. So, and then we heard from some of our friends in between and a couple of commercials.
nice.
From, well, you gotta have sponsors.
Gotta pay the bills.
Gotta have sponsors.
That's right.
Well, they're not paid sponsors, really. No, actually, one of them is. Yeah. One of them is. The other one, she just gives me all kinds of free tickets and shit. I love you, Allison. I love you, Allison. Allison, right. I've seen some really great concerts because of Allison Masson or Allison Cohen from Metal Babe Mayhem, MBM Music, LLC. Yeah. That's why we're very glad to always play their commercial every show.
Of course.
So, yeah, I was at her birthday at Petey's.
I know. I was irritated I couldn't make that show.
Yeah.
I can't because it's in Tarzana. It's going to be difficult, like, just for us to do shows, you know, host our own shows there.
Right.
I get invited to that venue so many times, and I just haven't been able to go yet.
Yeah, I know.
But finally, Tony LaPree, shout out to Tony LaPree. Thank you.
It's a cool spot.
Tony LaPree. He is now their booking agent at the Petey's Place. So he hit me up and said, we'd be honored for you to come and host some shows at our venue. So I was like, fuck yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. We appreciate the Petey's Plays. We appreciate Tony LaPree. All of you guys. I appreciate Allison. Everybody that's Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau, Enterprises, Book Publishing, and more. Book, you know, PR for authors. Go check her out. BooksThatMakeYou.com. So we're very thankful to all these people.
Yeah, do you want to know anything about the songs, what they're
First of all,
came into being and
my
all
first question to you is, how long have you been a band? How long have you been around? And how many albums you guys got out so far? And what is the history behind you? Like, where did you come from? Why did you name it Ring of Leaders?
Well, yeah, it kind of started when I met Tom over at LA Rehearsal, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, LA Rehearsal on Santa Monica, right? Santa Monica, Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood.
Yeah,
and that's where we hang out. Satanic Johnny's down there. We hang
I know.
Actor,
I still
guys,
haven't.
So
I keep getting
a meet and greet. That's a good place to come down.
I keep getting invited down there, but I haven't been down yet.
Well, we got a little recording spot down there, so
I still need to have Grandpa's Nuts on the show.
But that's how Serafino and I met. He came down and had an idea for some songs and really didn't have an idea about how to start to make them.
Okay, gotcha.
So he came down and we brainstormed and came up with some ideas and created the first couple of songs that we initially recorded, which aren't from Ring of Leaders. They're more, it's more electronic, you know. It's different.
Okay,
it's
interesting.
Different. And then we started doing this kind of punkish band called Codebreakers. And, you know,
I've actually heard of that.
Right, we were kind of just, you know.
No, I've heard of Codebreakers.
Feeling our direction out with that,
okay.
and then Serafino came back to me not too long ago. A couple years. Yeah, he came to me and was like, "Hey, man, let's do this thing. This the Ring of Leaders out of The Ashes, The Rises of Phoenix, you know what I mean?
Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
So right. so that's like how that. We did the Ring of Leaders.
I like that.
And then we just, you know, John and I played in different projects for years. And, you know, Alan is somebody that we know from the rehearsal studio and that works with us, you know, at the rehearsal studio and stuff.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's great.
It's just kind of a big family, you know, everybody.
We were talking about doing a show down there,
yeah.
Like a separate broadcast on iHeartRadio and stuff,
cool.
Like Rock Rage Radio,
yeah.
Doing a separate broadcast. What we would do is we would record it all like you would like normally do.
Through Pro Tools.
To record,
all that stuff.
Yeah. And we would like have bands play live.
Right.
And we would just do like maybe 15 minutes of interview and then the other 45 minutes would be total just playing music.
That would be super cool.
I just think it would be a better. I mean, like I like this too,
I think
you know. I want the raw form of the music, not just playing
the
stuff. Yeah,
because
this
is
stuff that's
special.
Already. But this has been edited. This is not raw and in your face.
Yeah.
I just wanted a different
approach. A different vibe. You know
I want a different vibe for the other show.
You get the energy of everybody at that moment.
Yeah, I've been trying to redesign Jenny's Real Rock. On Rock Rage Radio,
because
I want it to go in a different direction. I didn't want it to be exactly like this.
Right.
I mean, this is, I love this.
It's cool, though. It's almost like
a
concert format with a little interview.
Yeah. I want something a little different.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys would be cool for us coming down there and doing that.
We would be down for it.
I mean, we could make you guys our first show.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then make Grandpa's Nuts.
Yeah, sure.
You know, the hour after.
That'd be awesome.
And then, you know what I mean? We'll just do it.
Yeah. Be great.
Right.
Yeah. So that's cool. You guys met down there, LA Rehearsal Studios. I love it.
Yeah. And before I met Tom, you know, how I learned how to work with a band is I was just doing like these open jams, you know, where you're doing with different live musicians. And, you know, they usually do, you know, cover songs and all that.
Oh, okay.
And everybody knows those. You can't do original stuff. So, you know, and that's kind of just where I would practice, right? Kind of in a way, you know, to learn how to just work and interact with a band. And then, you know, started, you know, getting some song ideas that I wanted to do and things like that and needed to, you know, get some musical direction on it. And that's where Tom came in.
Yeah.
Look, it's Moses. I just invited Moses to the
What's
watch
up,
party.
Moses?
Cool.
Moses.
I want everybody to watch this. So I'm inviting them all.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's a watch party
yeah.
of Ring of Leaders.
Yeah.
On
Facebook. Yeah, then ATLA friends, the door watch party. Told
come
him.
On down and do a watch party with us. We're watching. Oh, just sent one to Hector. Ha ha.
You know,
I love it.
I played with Satanic Johnny at the Rainbow last night.
You did?
Yeah.
I couldn't. I felt bad. I felt bad. I couldn't make that show last night.
Cool.
But I'm
cool.
I'm definitely coming to their one for Doyle.
Yeah, we had fun. Yeah. It was very cool.
Yeah, you had a good time?
Yeah, it was a blast.
They're fun.
Yeah,
they really are. I love you, Moses, and I love you, Hector, and I love you, Germ, and I love you, Ilya and Deanna. I love all of you.
Yeah.
You're really good. You're good people, and you play like crazy. They're fucking nuts.
Let's give them all a round of applause.
Yeah, woo, round of applause.
Moses.
We need to get them on a show with Ring of Leaders.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like have them play together, like with Grandpa's Nuts.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll do Grandpa's Nuts. We'll do Ring of Leaders. We'll do Satanic Johnny.
Triumvirate.
And a couple of other bands that go well with you, and then boom, it's a show.
Yeah.
Actually, we did do something at Allen's, remember? The Cinco de Mayo party out at Allen's.
Let's do some big shit, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm working on many dates. Let's get some as many venues under our belts as possible.
Yeah, totally.
Right,
let's do this.
Totally. We need to make a scene start to happen again.
Yeah.
There hasn't really been a scene since, Guns N' Roses. And really,
we really need to, bring everything
happen.
Back.
Yeah,
we just
absolutely.
Really need to. The
absolutely.
Valley, everywhere. I'm trying to get a different venue in different areas all around SoCal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make like a Ring of Leader.
I'm
just kidding.
Who knows?
Exactly.
Ring of they may be providing that sort of entertainment online, you know, like the concert vibe online.
Yeah.
You're talking about with your other show.
Yeah. I'm trying to get more exposure for more bands,
totally.
Trying to get more out there. And, you know.
A lot of people stay home now. You got to reach them at home. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But I want, biggest thing is I want the bands to be able to make some money.
Yeah.
Like everybody make a little bit of money. You know what I mean?
As an artist or as a songwriter, you you want people to hear your stuff.
Yeah.
You want people to,
some bands
to,
don't
to react to it.
Some bands don't like look at it that way. They think,
I totally do.
I've been in this for 6 months and I already deserve $150, $200 guarantee. No, bitch, it don't work like that.
I want to see people react.
Especially not when you're new.
Hear the music.
Yeah, it's because that's you want important. People to appreciate. If you're a real musician or you really care about your craft, you want people to hear that. And if I can give you half the damn door under your fucking name and online sales under your name and whatever the hell else I can get you, you know what I mean? We make sure you sell your merch and you get 100% of that merch money goes to you.
That's absolutely the
We don't do that shit. We want you to make as much money as you possibly can at our shows.
Right.
I'm trying to help, you know what I mean? But some people don't view it that way. They're like, oh, you're pay to play. You're pre-play. Hey, did you motherfuckers pay a penny to play my show?
No, man.
Did you motherfuckers pay a penny to play my show?
Ma'am.
Okay, then we're not pay to play. Get it through your fucking heads.
No.
I ain't got time for that shit. Take your bougie shit down the street.
Right.
Yeah, what's cool is you get tickets to sell, but you don't have to pay up front, right?
No. So and if you don't sell any of those tickets, you just turn them in at the end of the fucking gig and you're done with it.
Yep.
You didn't sell none, you didn't sell none.
Right.
Yeah. Man, five people came through the door, you get half that. There you go. Boom. You just got $25 in your pocket. I mean, whatever. It's something.
Yeah.
Because we get to, you know, the whole thing I look at is we got to pay our expenses too. Sometimes the venues cost money. Sometimes you got to pay for a sound dude. I got to pay for a door person. Some venues, you got to come up with your own security.
Right.
You know what I mean? It just depends.
It's an undertaking for sure.
Yeah. It's crazy. What do you think about that?
Yeah. We need to
look at you're falling asleep over there. What's going on?
I'm not falling asleep.
Your energy level went
earlier.
Down. You good? You okay? He's got cotton mouth and his eyes are red. He's over there contemplating on what
not
I'm talking
guilty.
About. I don't fucking know.
Not guilty.
Let's play another song. What do we want to play?
I wanna play.
We got to play a couple more songs here.
Yeah, play Poison or.
So we're going to play Drinking Poison,
yeah,
and
it.
I want to play two back-to-back. Drinking Poison and what else?
Supernatural, maybe? You want to do that one, or what do you want to do?
What do you want to...
Let's see. What about Hollywood Scene?
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so we'll do Drinking Poison and then Hollywood Scene.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, cool. We're going to do Drinking Poison and then Hollywood Scene.
Yeah.
This is Ring of Leaders on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. That was Drinking Poison by Ring of Leaders. Next up is Hollywood Scene. Go check out Ring of Leaders on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to play Hollywood Scene. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Jenny.
Yeah, Ring of Leaders.
Ring of Leaders.
Yes.
Yeah. That was, so we played so
come
far.
Come see the Rainbow, y'all.
Yes, come see the Rainbow this Monday, December 10th. They're playing Ring of Leaders, Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Glad to see you.
West Hollywood.
Holly Weird. Yep. West Holly Weird.
Yep. Hollyweed.
So far, yeah, Hollyweed, yes. So far, we played Vanishing Point, Faces. We played Drinking Poison and Hollywood Scene.
Yeah, thank you very much for playing them, too.
I think we can cram in one more. What do we want to play before we head out?
What's one that...
I got Metal Mind, What Everybody Thinks.
Oh, Metal Mind.
Metal Mind?
Might be awesome.
All right, let's do Metal Mind.
Mm,
Metal Mind by Ring of Leaders on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio.
I already know I want to hear something.
Yeah.
Metal is hard words. Acting out against the world.
What is metal? Fucking awesome. That's what it is. Anyway.
Rock and hard.
It's a hard rock song about metal.
Right.
It's not a metal song. It's a hard rock song.
It doesn't matter. It sounded really awesome. Yeah, it was really great.
It's a great song.
I could hear it from the headphones.
Yeah.
it sounds almost like metal, though. It's like really verging on there.
It's got that early Slayer feel.
Yes. It's got that early
kind of.
I love it.
Right. Beginnings of metal sound, you know.
Well, before we head out, we're going to do a recap of shows coming up. We got this Monday, go see Ring of Leaders.
Yes.
At the Rainbow Bar and Grill, Monday, December 10th. Go check them out. They're on at like 11:30.
On
Facebook,
oh, yeah.
Media. Just find us on Facebook. Right. That's where
Ring of Leaders, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram?
We have a website. We have
ringofleaders.com, yeah, right?
And
Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're on Twitter, right? I think I saw you on Instagram.
Right.
I think you have an Instagram. Yeah. I know you have Instagram and Facebook. So Ring of Leaders on both Facebook and Instagram. And then go check them out on their website, ringofleaders.com.
Yep.
Pretty simple and basic. Yep. Keep it simple. We like that.
Right.
Let's see. So go see them Monday, December 10th. This coming Monday at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Ring of Leaders goes on at 11:30. So don't miss it. It's in WeHo.
WeHo.
Right now we're almost we're verging on NoHo right now, but
NoHo.
We're gonna go to WeHo, and then we're gonna go to SoHo, and then we're gonna go to EHo.
What about MoHo?
MoHo.
MoHo's. MoHo's.
MoHo. We need MoHo.
I'm married, so NoHo's.
NoHo's. You're in the good right place. Anyway, NoHo. Anyway, then next Tuesday, December 11th, go see our buddies Dirty Machine at the Viper Room in West Hollywood. WeHo again.
Yep.
Friday, December 14th, go see my buddies and the band I manage, Satanic Johnny, at the Whiskey in WeHo again. Everything's back to WeHo. Whiskey with Doyle. That's Satanic Johnny. Go check them out Friday, December 14th. And then next Saturday, December 15th, go to Warrior Dave's birthday bash at the Five Star Bar.
Right.
It's going to be some amazing bands that night. So come on out. Check it out. Start the holidays off right.
Yeah.
But you can start the holidays off right this Friday, December
7th. Absolutely.
At the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. And we will have some really great bands playing. Like I said, we had, was it Ninja Gandhi, 22 Salute, Night Enders with Minnie Green. We got Southpaw, Black Pearl Light, and the Whining Pussies.
I like cool.
it. I, like I really fought. I really fought that chuckle. Do you know how hard it was like to fight name. That fucking chuckle? Because you said every time you say their name, you chuckle.
You do.
I didn't that time. I fought the. I fought through the chuckle.
I pet myself on the
anyway,
back.
Anyway, all right, we got to get out of here though. We want to thank Ring of Leaders yes! for being on the show today. Yes, thank you welcome. So much.
Yes, thank
that
you.
That was so. Awesome, yes, amazing music. Thank you guys for coming out. We're gonna have you at some more concerts coming up.
Yes, indeed.
We'll make some arrangements. I'll send you dates. Okay. Thank you for watching Jenny's Real Talk on the Block today. Thank you for coming to our watch party on Facebook. Go check us out this Friday at the 5-Star Bar. We're gonna have some great bands. We're out of here.
Gotta
for
go.
Another week. Next week we'll be back with the hard rock band Low Octane.
Oh yeah.
Right on.
Right. Hell yeah.
All right, we're back. Bye.
Good
see
night.
You next week.
See you later.
Bye. And say goodbye to Silent Giggles over here in the corner. Bye. Bye, Silent Giggles.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
That was cool. That went by fast. Is that
it always
hour
does.
45 minutes?
It's 50.
Okay.
It goes by quick. Awesome, dude. That was awesome. Awesome.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
No hope.